This was part one of our Black Mountain Fire interview. Please watch for part two.
Hot weather combined with high winds are fueling an out-of-control wildfire in Clearwater County.
Hundreds of people in the community of Nordegg, west of Rocky Mountain House, are on an evacuation alert tonight.
Dan Grummet reports extra resources are now being brought in.
Thick smoke shoots up from the forest like a pillar, and if it looks close, that's because it is. The out-of-control wildfire burning just 15 kilometers from the community of Nordegg. The fire has grown marginally in the last 24 hours, the province says. Water bombers can be seen making passes, trying to douse the flames.
It's nerve-wracking.
County workers go property to property, telling residents they're under a two-hour evacuation alert.
Ooh, it's a really tough one to see.
A sign on Marla LaPatch's door indicates she's already gone. But in fact, she and her dog Tor are merely packed and ready. Her immediate concerns are for her business, Backcountry Cabins, which she rents out. She's not sure if they're still standing.
It's a little unnerving not knowing how close my cabins are to the fire, because they're even closer than we are here in Nordegg. So it is a little bit concerning.
The fire got too close at four provincial campgrounds, which were ordered to evacuate Wednesday evening.
Last night we could see there was this pink haze in the sky, and the fire was just coming to this direction here.
Tanya Koshowski rents cabins here, a new business venture. With many bookings coming up, there's livelihoods on the line.
There is that level of concern. I mean, we're in this beautiful place, but we know that with Mother Nature and the threat of fires, that's a reality for us.
Nordegg is the first real test for wildfire crews in Alberta this summer. The number of out-of-control fires has been minimal so far, thanks to a wet June, but the wildfire threat is increasing. There hasn't been a good soaking here in about a week.
It is expected to grow more. How much more, we aren't certain at this point.
The province is also keeping a close eye on the wind. If the fire shifts just a few more kilometers to the east, that could trigger the Nordegg evacuation. Residents are hoping a wet forecast in the coming days is correct, but aren't counting on it.
If you pin all your hopes on that and then the rain doesn't come, that's a little bit nerve-wracking.
And because this wildfire is the priority, more resources are being brought in, the province says, to help fight it. That's more water bombers, more helicopters, more wildland firefighters, including some from BC, with the hope of getting this thing under control so they don't have to tell the people of Nordegg they have to leave their homes behind. Reporting from Clearwater County, Dan Grummet, Global News.
Welcome. Today I'll be talking about the Black Mountain Fire that was found on July 19th, about 19 kilometers away from the hamlet of Nordegg in Clearwater County. It eventually grew to cover about 480 hectares, which is just under 1,200 acres. During that week, temperatures were in the upper 20 degrees Celsius, and actually the forecast for the following week was actually reaching the low 30s. And there had really been no precipitation for a few weeks before, and none forecast in the following weeks after the fire started as well. So with me, I have some of the people responsible for keeping Clearwater County safe, and I'll just start asking for introductions. I'll start with you, Christine.
Thanks, Jerry. My name is Christine Hegart. I'm Clearwater County's Director of Emergency Management.
Thanks, Jerry. My name is John Mattis. I'm Clearwater County's Fire Chief.
Jerry and Evan Stewart, the Deputy Chief of Operations for Clearwater Fire.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. My goal with this video is really just to share with Clearwater County residents some of what happened during that fire, how we responded. And we have a lot of visitors, a lot of tourists that enjoy that area on a regular basis. And I'm sure they'd be interested in knowing, you know, what the end impact of this was as well. So I'm not sure who wants to start, but the fire started, or we were notified, I guess, on July 19th. And what started happening when we got notified?
Yeah, for sure, Jerry. So, of course, the fire was originally detected on July 19th. Very quickly, it was early afternoon when the fire was detected by a lookout, one of the wildfire's lookouts. A helitac crew was dispatched from Alberta Wildfire relatively quickly to that fire. When they got on scene, it was in a very challenging piece of terrain on the western side of Black Mountain, between it and the adjacent mountain slopes. Very steep terrain. The helitac crew had a very difficult time trying to find a place to land and actually action that fire. And because it was in such steep, dry terrain, it did grow relatively quickly upslope. So it did escape initial attack pretty quick from wildfire, and that was on the 19th. Because of the challenging terrain, very quickly wildfire dispatched a lot of air tanker resources locally from all over the province. They started a pretty large aircraft show to try and maintain that fire size on the 19th. And they were doing relatively well at keeping that fire at bay once it reached the top of Black Mountain on the day of the 19th. What changed for us pretty quickly though on the 20th, once we started getting into the peak burn times in the afternoon again on the 20th, was we had a little bit more wind on the upper slopes coming from the west just off of Abraham Lake, and it caused that fire to grow again on the 20th. On the 20th around 4 p.m., Clearwater County was notified by Alberta Wildfire that they had this Black Mountain wildfire. At the time, it was identified as Rocky Wildfire 038, and that it was exhibiting some extreme fire behavior and it was moving towards some of the public recreation areas west of Nordegg, as well as some of the places that we all know west of Nordegg, like the Center of Outdoor Education, the Gold Eye Center, and the Frontier Lodge areas. At that point in time, you know, Clearwater County went down to the Rocky Wildfire office. So Christine is the dam and myself were down there. We met with some of the senior wildfire staff here in the Rocky Wildfire Management Area. And, you know, things started rolling pretty quickly at that point with the way the fire was exhibiting some fire behavior and heading towards the hamlet of Nordegg with a lot of these important features between itself and Nordegg itself.
Okay, now you've spoken about Alberta Wildfire and then there's Clearwater Regional Fire. What are the roles between the two? What are the differences?
Yeah, great question. So as Clearwater Regional Fire Rescue Services, we're a municipal fire service. So we look after Clearwater County, Town of Rocky Mountain House, Village of Caroline, so regional fire service. We have multiple agreements with places like the Summer Village of Burnsnake Lake, the Bighorn First Nations, where we assist them when it comes to fire suppression. But that's from a municipal standpoint. So when we're talking about municipal firefighting, we're talking about structure fires, vehicle fires, auto rescue, technical rescues of injured people, medical first response, things of that nature. So
keeping people safe, really.
Yeah, exactly. We do fight wildland fires. Now, something that's challenging in the province of Alberta is we have areas that called forest protection area that is managed by the province when it comes to wildland fires. And then we have non-forest protection area, like the majority of the eastern side of Clearwater County is outside the forest protection area, where Clearwater Regional Fire Rescue Services would be the primary responding agency for any wildland fire response out there. So inside the FPA, which, you know, very roughly, Highway 22 is a good indicator. If you're west of Highway 22, in most regards, you're going to be inside the forest protection area. Alberta Wildfire is a primary responding agency for wildland fires that happen in that area. So we do co-respond with them. If a 911 call comes in, we'll respond as well, but it's in a very coordinated fashion with Alberta Wildfire because they are what we call the authority having jurisdiction for wildland fires inside the forest protection area. So that's kind of the division of labor, I guess, there is the fact that we both fight wildland fires. It really depends on where that fire starts, on who the authority having jurisdiction is. Even if it's inside Clearwater County, it depends on if it's in the forest protection area or not. But in both regards, we work very closely with Alberta Wildfire when it comes to wildland fire response in our area.
So Black Mountain is in the forest protection area. It would have been under Alberta Wildfire's responsibility. But they notified you when there started to be a danger to the park areas and some of the private properties that are right there.
Yeah, you bet, Jerry. When they contacted Clearwater County, it was to let us know that the situation was escalating, that there could be issues with values at risk. First off, life safety and then property. So that's when Clearwater County takes the recommendations from the experts who are dealing with the wildfire as to the progression and the likely outcome of the fire in that day or few day period. And at that point, that's when Clearwater County issued evacuation orders and alerts for that area. What happens on the ground, though, is happening very quickly. So as the fire is escalating, there may not be time for an Alberta emergency alert to be issued. The resources that are on the ground that we muster very quickly, including partners from different agencies of the provincial government, Clearwater County staff, whatever the case may be, they may be door knocking at the most adjacent properties to say it's time to go now. And that might even come before an Alberta emergency alert has time to be issued. So right. We try and make it as quick as possible, but certainly there's what we call a tactical evacuation process that happens very, very quickly if there's life safety perceived to be at risk.
Right, like things just have to move. you can't wait for
you bet.
The technology or whatever else is gonna catch up. Yeah. So on the 20th, it was spreading, getting bigger, and the county decided to, was it the county that needed to do the evacuation notice for like the campgrounds and then COE and Goldeye?
Yes. Yes, you bet. Even though they're in the Forest Prairie Protection Area and they were tactically evacuated before the alerts were being issued, that is because that falls within our municipal jurisdiction of the people, whether that's residents or visitors, industry. We're responsible to make sure that the life safety is taken care of. But again, as Deputy Chief mentioned, that is something that we do in partnership with various agencies within the province. So in this case, we're working with Alberta Ag and Forestry. We're also working with parks and public lands related to the PRAs that are out in that area. So we had multi-jurisdictional coordinated efforts to make sure people got out of there real quick, and then a sweep right away through all the different areas, the PRAs with conservation staff, fish and wildlife staff, county resources.
And there would have been, I mean, beautiful weather. There was thousands of people camping up there. So I imagine, you know, Fish Lake Campground, the Goldeye Campground, all those that had to be evacuated. And that's a lot of going tent to tent and trailer to trailer giving notification.
Yeah, you bet. The numbers we got from the province were, for the official campgrounds, were in the hundreds, not thousands. But certainly it is a process of going campsite to campsite, especially in the evening when people have spent the day camping. So we certainly had that ability to have Fish and Wildlife and Conservation and Clearwater County and their regional fire staff go through and assist with some of that evacuation process that was tactical. But that's the reason why we issue those emergency alerts, because that goes to everybody's cell phone. It's a push notification. People get it regardless if they've signed up or subscribed to a communications tool that Clearwater County has. So that's our primary mechanism to get people aware immediately that they need to either be on alert to leave or to leave now. And but as a backstop to that, of course, we do a door-to-door, a campsite-to-campsite sweep. The ones that become a challenge would be the ones that are in the randomness of the
Bighorn Dam area, getting closer to Abraham.
Yeah, and that area wasn't included in the Black Mountain Fire evacuation. But as Evan mentioned, the HeliTAC crews are up in the air and they get a bird's eye view. And they, working with our emergency management structure, will tell us if they think there's an area where there's people camped or what have you. And then we can dispatch staff to go that direction.
Now, even though Abraham Lake was not evacuated, there's only really one road into the whole area, being a Davis-Thompson Highway. And, you know, so getting all those people out really meant a lot of people, a lot of traffic, just on one road going in one direction to get out. And I imagine the people in the Bighorn Dam area and Abraham Lake area were sort of wondering, yeah, you know, they're starting to see the smoke. How do I get out when there's only the one road? So I know we weren't putting them on evacuation, but at the time we weren't, because I'm just responsible for tourism. And I was like, I don't really want extra people camping on the one road access right now during that. I was hesitant to promote it very much.
And you bet. And from the county's emergency management side, we did the opposite of promotion. We put up signage that said there is a wildfire in the area. It's impacting this location. Maybe there's a better place to go for this week's camping adventure. That certainly comes with mixed emotions from the community, because tourism is an economic driver, and you know, lots of local business owners that's their bread and butter. And so we take that into consideration when we're making decisions, and we certainly appreciate those concerns when we try and limit access to an area. But we don't take it lightly, and we do it with the best interest of life safety and public safety first and foremost, of course. In a case like that, if we have thousands of visitors adding to that area that's right. under alert or evacuation, that poses a challenge for emergency management, because we're having to go back over areas and review where people are using our provincial resources, again, from the air sometimes, and sometimes we're driving a road to check. So it all depends on the capacity of the resources that are available at the time. But certainly we weren't looking to encourage people to be in that area while the fire was out of control.
So, and NORDEG was put on alert status. Now, what does that mean?
Evacuation alert means be ready to go at any moment. So that's our tool if we have the time to be able to give alert. It means that there is a imminent possibility of danger. It would be an order if we thought it was going to be within a period of time. If we have time, we do the alerts. If we don't, it goes straight to an order. In the case of wildfire, and I'll let one, the chief or the deputy chief speak to how wildfire behaves, but a wildfire is 19 kilometers sounds like a long ways away from a hamlet or a community. In the fire world, it's actually not. Within hours or day, that fire could travel that distance given the right conditions and fuels. So we want to make sure that life safety is the primary focus, and unfortunately, those alerts do impact communities. They were able to stay in their homes. We sent Clearwater County staff, peace officers, summer seasonal staff, door to door the day after the 20th when we were notified, and let people know whether they're home or not with a signage on their door or a personal conversation to tell them that you are under alert. This is what that means. We want you to have your 72-hour kit prepared. We want you to have your car packed up. If you could, make sure you have all of your medications, your dog food, whatever you need. Grab your pets, make arrangements so that if there is a need to go now, if it's, you know, during the day or middle of the night, we'd like you to be ready to go when we ask you the next time.
Okay. Now, you said 19 kilometers isn't very far. How fast can a wildfire travel?
Yeah, that's a good one for DC.
Yeah. Obviously, most people understand that wildfire is very relative to weather conditions, topography, it's relative to fuel types in front of the fire. It's not uncommon in the fuel types in the mountains we have out here. We're talking about conifer fuel types, rolling terrain, lots of wind in some unique topography like closed mountain valleys, where we can see spread rates, you know, 60 to 80 to 90 to 100 meters a minute. So translating that into some math that can sometimes be scary, but you know, we've seen wildfires travel up to 20 kilometers in a singular day, you know, 8 to 12 hour periods. When we talk about fires like Chucky Creek in 2019, you know, one that our fire department specifically was spent 67 days on assisting Alberta Wildfire, Mackenzie County, the town of High Level. We had days where that fire would travel between 18 and 22 kilometers in an 8 hour period. When you look at fires like the Horse River Fire, more known as the Fort McMurray wildfire, right? It was very quick, moved very quickly into the community. And we saw the devastating after effects of that fire itself. Slave Lake, when we talk about 2012, same thing early on in that fire, they weren't sure if it was going to enter the community or not. And then very quickly it became apparent that it was going to enter the community, and it ended up entering the community and causing devastation there as well too. These are all things that are in the back of our mind as emergency managers and wildfire experts in the province, that we know that we have the fuel types, we have the weather, we have the indices in this province for extreme fire behavior. We see it in our neighboring province every year in BC, where they're inundated with large wildfires near communities. Communities get completely destroyed by wildfire, and that's something that hopefully in Clearwater County, through preparedness, training, and good emergency management principles and good relationships with our corresponding agencies, we can hope to prevent. Life safety is always our number one priority, followed by property conservation and the environment, right? There's a lot of factors that go into decision-making with wildland firefighting or any emergency for that matter. But wildland fires themselves, they can travel a long ways in the types of fuel topographies we have in Clearwater County very quickly. So, having that, at the back of our mind and the residents understanding that wildfire is a very real risk in Clearwater County and the entire area that we serve. And it's important for people to be prepared to leave, to follow fire smart principles on their private property, and for that stuff to be indoctrinated into everything we do as a municipality in Clearwater County.